Amen. It's good to see you this morning. Pray God and help us today. We're going to be looking in the book of 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for the Word of God and for this time that we have to come aside. And we ask you to help us this morning, to touch us, Father, to put your hand upon us and make us an able minister of the Word of God. And I pray, Father, open our hearts that we might hear and receive the Word this morning. And Father, we might be blessed by it, I pray, and that your word might be real to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Here we are approaching Christmas and celebrating the birth of Christ. When we think about that and think about the birth of Christ, why did Jesus come? What was the reason for his coming into this world? I mean, the short answer would just be sin. I mean, that's what brought Jesus into this world, because the world had and has a sin problem. I mean, you know, we run across things in this life that when it comes time to do, they say, well, you know, there's only one person I know that could fix that. There's only one person I know that could do that. Are you going to have to go to this kind of doctor or that kind of doctor to take care of that? Amen. Well, let me tell you, there's only one person that could take care of the sin problem that was in the world. Amen. And that was Jesus. There's nobody else that could come and take care and cure the sin problem. And so the only one that could fix the problem came. Jesus, he came. And we read in our text verse that it talked about the reason for his coming, and it's what I want to preach to you about this morning. It said that he came that he might destroy the works of the devil. That he might destroy the works of the devil. And amen. And that's what I want to, for just a few minutes this morning, God allows, destroying the works of the devil. First off, we think about the works of the devil, and we might ask, well, what are the works of the devil? Well, there we could go and list a lot of things that the devil, the works of the devil. Our text verse says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Uh-oh. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. From the beginning. When we think about the works of the devil, Mark chapter 5 tells us in verse number 2, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. This man with unclean spirit came and met Jesus. Also, it tells us in Mark chapter 9, verses 17 and 18, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. They could not. These two instances paint for us a picture of the works of the devil. Amen. The works that separated the man that was living and dwelling amongst the tombs, it separated him from his family, and it separated him from society. And so it tormented him so that it said, if you read that, all that he cut himself with stones. Amen. The devil, the evil spirit that he had. The boy in Mark chapter 9, it talks about him gnashing with his teeth, about him convulsing, foaming at the mouth. The evil spirits threw him both into the water and into the fire, trying to kill him. You say, well, those are pretty extreme accounts and pretty gruesome details about what was going on. And it is, but listen, John tells us in John chapter 8 and verse 44, Jesus was speaking, he said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see, the devil, this has been his occupation since the beginning. The works of the devil are many. We read here in Mark chapter 5, the man in the tomb, the young boy, and we say, oh boy, that sounds awful. And it is awful. But here's the reality this morning. We live with it day in and day out. We see it. Amen. Every one of us, we see the works of the devil in our families, in our communities. We watch as different things happen and it breaks our heart, and we weep maybe and cry over some things that go on and how things turn out. And amen, we know, amen, there's some folks that you may know right now that you recognize and you realize that they're on the wrong road. They're on the wrong path. What are they doing? It's the working of the devil. It's his direction. And we see the direction that they're going, and they're headed for no good. They're headed for destruction, headed for trouble. And we wish that we could turn them around. Amen. We see folks that we know, folks that we are acquainted with. Amen. Maybe this one gets sent off to the penitentiary. This one, amen, falls victim to drug addiction and alcoholism and all of these things, and just happens. And we see some folk, I saw somebody just the other day, and his words were this about the way he looked, that he said, I'm not years old as I look. He said, but the years that I've spent have been spent hard living. And what happened? What he was telling me was that his works, his way, had took a toll on his body, on his life. And he said, I'm not as old as I look, but the way I've lived, amen, has made a difference in my very appearance. So the works of the devil, they are many, and we see the results, amen, every day. We're touched by the results of the works of the devil. This is what the Bible said, that Jesus came. Here in our text, that Jesus came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Boy, I'm thankful that somebody can destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And Jesus came because the works of the devil are many. We live in a world that loves darkness rather than light because it says their deeds are evil. And so the devil came and he works among men to deceive, but Jesus came to destroy those works. We see the works of the devil. And the second thing I want you to know this morning, I don't want you to have any doubts about this. Satan, the old devil, he hates you. He hates you. He hates me. He hates mankind. Amen. He has a desire, amen, to destroy. John chapter 10, verse number 10, Jesus said the thief, amen, talking about the old devil, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The devil in his workings, he will try every way possible to deceive you, to deceive me, to deceive mankind, that he might put us on a way that leads to destruction. Amen. He'll try that at every opportunity, working his deceit, because he wants all of mankind to rebel against God. He would love nothing more than for the entirety of mankind to rebel against God and God's Word. And we look about sometimes and we wonder, and we might even say, you know, well, boy, it looked like that most of them have. But amen, God's still got His people I mean, God's still got His, but the devil is at work trying to see those that might rebel, because he has a desire to steal, a desire to kill, and to destroy. I mean, all of these things are what we might say in Satan's game plan. These are the works of the devil. And what does he do? Coming to steal, to kill, and destroy. I'll tell you what the devil's good at and what he'll do. He'll rob you of a blessed life. Amen. Boy, I cannot tell you at the number of people, and especially young people, that had opportunity for a blessed life, but amen, they decided to do it their way. Amen. Somebody wrote a song about that, didn't they, and sang it. I did it my way. Amen. That's the reason that the world is in such a mess today, is because man has done it his way. And God has provided us a plan. But the devil and his working has brought many and coaxed many that could have had a blessed life. Amen. They could have been happy. They could have had a happy home, a happy life. Amen. But they went the way and they did what God said don't do. The Bible tells us about the man that built on the rock and the man that built on the sand. Because see what's coming. The storms of life, they are coming. For all of us, they're coming. But Satan will rob us of our blessed life if we let him, if we're not careful. He'll also kill our relationship with God and with others. I mean, if he can kill our relationship with God, killing it with other people, ain't that hard. But amen, when we get right with God, amen, we have a desire to be right with everybody else, to live peaceably with one another if at all possible. But he'll kill those relationships and that relationship that we have with God. When sin entered into the world, what was the very first thing that we saw, the very first consequence, was that broken relationship between Adam and Eve and God, because God came walking in the cool of the day, and what did it say that Adam and Eve did? They went and hid. Amen. They had been running. God been coming. They didn't go hide before. But sin had entered, and now they had to go hide from God. It breaks relationships. And boy, we live in a world that's full of broken relationships. We live in a world that don't know what a relationship should be. He'll destroy relationship with God and with others. But amen, he'll also destroy our reputation and ultimately our life. Amen. That's the works of the devil. That's what he desired. Paul said that he wanted to be careful that he kept his body under subjection, because he didn't want to become as a castaway. There's others today. Listen, even when I say others, I'm not just talking about sinners. I'm talking about some of God's children that, amen, their reputation has been tainted and even ruined because of what has happened and how the devil came in and the working of the devil and what he put out and the deception that he wrought in their lives, and they fell for it and they went after that, and they come to a place where now things will never be like they used to be. I'm not talking about that they're lost. I mean, God's children just in a place that things just won't ever be the way they were. Why? Because that's the way the devil works. That's the workings of the devil. That's his desire. If he can't get you, he'll just try to destroy your reputation, your name, and get you so that he can just kind of put you on the sidelines and make us non-effective. These are the workings of the devil. This is what he has come to do, and he works, and he's steady at it. He knows that his time is but short, and so he came, and he does that today, still working to kill, to steal, and to destroy. My family, your family, the community, the church, amen, our church, the church down the road, the church uptown, amen, the church out in the country. I mean, that's just what he does. It's the works of the devil. And Jesus came, and the Bible said, to destroy the works of the devil. And in Hebrews chapter number 2, we read because we see the works of the devil and we know that Satan hates us. But we see the destroying of death itself. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil." You know how sin entered into this world, and death entered by sin. And it became a part of our language. I mean, we still talk about it and see it because it touches everybody. I mean, from week to week, you know, we hear about somebody else. You know what? They died. They lived their life. Death. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus, and all those around, they were weeping because of Lazarus. And Jesus, it said, as he stood there before he did anything else, it said that Jesus wept. And amen, I believe as he was standing there over the tomb of Lazarus and he was weeping and watching all those, Jesus knew what was fixing to transpire, but he also knew that down through the centuries and the ages and the times that, amen, mamas and daddies and children and brothers and sisters and siblings and others, family members was going to be gathering up. That scene was going to replay itself time and time and time again throughout the history of mankind, that they were going to be standing at that same place that they were gathered up in the graveyard at the tomb. And amen, he wept because this was the reason that he came, because sin had entered into this world and it brought death, and nobody else could come and deal with sin and with death. Amen. He had given the law, but the law couldn't fix our hearts. Amen. It could point us in the right direction, but because of the weakness of our flesh, we couldn't go in that direction. We stumbled, we failed, but Jesus came. Amen. He fulfilled the law. He walked in every step. Amen. He, where the law said walk, amen, he put his foot down every time. He never missed a step. He never swerved to the right nor to the left, but amen, he stayed all the way. He was compassionate. He loved, amen, and he kept God's word, and then he never one time strayed. He came that he might destroy death, and therefore, as he came, he had to be sinless. And amen, we know what Pilate said about him. Pilate said, "I find no fault in him at all." Amen. You know why? Because there was no fault in him to find. There was no sin in him to find. The devil was the cause of death in this world. And by his deceiving of Eve in the garden and by Adam's disobedience, he was the means of introduction of death into this world. And still today, amen, its death was a part of his dominion as he introduced it, and he continues to seduce men and women, boys and girls away from God, and puts them on a train to destruction, a somber train. A way of death and a way of destruction. And Jesus warned us, and he said this is what he came to do. He came to steal, he came to kill, and he came to destroy. But amen, he didn't show up wearing the enemy's garment. That ain't how he shows up. He don't show up with the enemy's garment. The workings of the devil, he shows up in ways that, you know, we might not think. He shows up, attract us.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, he takes things in this old world has distorted most everything that God has made, and even the good things, and they've turned it around and made evil out of it. See, that's what the old devil does, the works of the devil, to get us to follow his works. He gives us and he feeds our fleshly appetites.
Yeah.
I mean, how did he get a man like David? Amen. He put him up on a housetop when he should have been, amen, at war. And amen, things begin to happen. Amen. And he continues to do that. The works of the devil. He don't look like the enemy. He's not dressed up like the enemy soldiers. Amen. We can't look at him and say, "Boy, there's a..." Matter of fact, the Bible said that he's an angel of light. He's an angel of light. But he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, there in John 10:10, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And so here's where we are. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God comes to give us life. Not just life, but more abundant life. We see the destruction of the enemy. If somebody came to our house to trying to steal our stuff and to kill and to destroy, we'd do everything with our power to stop them. See, we didn't have the power to stop the devil, but Jesus did. And he said to the Father, he said, I'll go. And he came into this world, amen, at Bethlehem. And he was born in a manger. And he lived and he walked, as we said a while ago. He was perfect and upright in all that he did. And amen. And we even see the incident that we mentioned, as all those, as they were weeping and crying. And he asked about Lazarus. And he said, where have you laid him? Where have you laid him? Of course, they told Jesus, now I'm paraphrasing, but he said, by this time, Lord, he stinketh. That's what sin will do. That's what death will do. It'll make our lives, amen. It might look good in the beginning, but amen, in the end, it won't be appealing. It wears on even our physical body and changes our even our outward appearance. But Jesus said, where is he? He said, roll away that stone. They rolled it away. And Jesus walked up to that grave. He prayed to the Father, knowing that the Father heard him all the time. And everything that he said, he didn't do for his sake, but for those that were around that was watching. And he called him by name. I'm going to tell you what. I've been to my share of funerals. And I've seen husbands and wives and children and grandchildren go up there to the casket, and I've heard them call them by name. But amen, they proceeded right on with the funeral. I couldn't have done anything for Lazarus that day. But you know why Jesus came? He came to destroy the very works of the devil. Amen. And sin brings what? Death. And Jesus walked up in that graveyard, and he called him, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Now, I've heard some folks say, why didn't you say, come forth? Somebody said, because everybody in the graveyard had got up. I don't know. But listen, he called him by name. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus lived. And listen, there's a place in Scripture there in the Gospel where it talks about they didn't just come, some of them, after that little event. They didn't just come to see Jesus. They came to see Lazarus. They buried him for 4 days. And he's eating bread with the rest of them today. I want to go see. But see, here's the reality for us. If you're a child of God this morning, sometime in our past, somewhere back there in all of our sin, when we were dead in trespasses and sin, and we had our spot, we had our tomb in this world, and we thought we was enjoying ourselves. Jesus came to where we were at. Amen. And he called our name. Amen. And he raised us up. And he gave us the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. He said, come forth. Amen. Pray that God, that some folks would get a glimpse of our lives and say, you know what? I just want to go down there and, amen, I just want to go and see that person, or I want to go hear him teach or preach or sing, because I know what it used to be. Amen. And I see that, boy, he's alive, that God has done something for him. And if you're a child of God this morning, whether we recognize it a lot or not, we don't recognize it near as much as we need to, but amen, we were dead, but now we're alive in Christ Jesus, because Jesus came into this world to destroy the very works of the devil. Amen. And amen. In the works of the devil, in the garden when they sinned, the old devil, in my mind, I can see him. He said, I got him. I got him. But I tell you what, he didn't know anything about. He didn't know anything about grace. Amen. And God made them a promise. There's one coming that's going to get you out of this, that's going to be able to deliver you from this one day. And amen, he was born in Bethlehem. They laid him in a manger. He grew and he lived among men, perfect and upright in every way, but yet they crucified him. He died on the cross. They put him in the grave, but amen, the grave couldn't hold him because he came to destroy the very works of the devil. And so he did. And now we have hope of eternal life because Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. And he didn't just come to destroy them. Amen. He accomplished. He said on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Amen. We hadn't seen the fulfillment. Sin still goes. But amen, there's a way of deliverance this morning. For this purpose, for this very end, for this very design, for us to have life, Jesus was manifest in the flesh that he might destroy, that he might loose the bonds of sin and dissolve the power and the influence that's connected with sin. And he does that for me and for you. If you'll stand with us this morning, I ask you, if you will, just to bow your heads all over the building. I'm glad this morning that he came. I'm glad that he came to destroy the works of the devil and set men and women free. If you'll just bow with us this morning just for just a minute. If you have a prayer need, a request, or that you'd like to us to pray about, I want to give you an opportunity this morning while we wait just a minute. Amen, for you to come. And amen, we'll pray. Just a minute. If God's speaking to your heart, you come.